Daily Brief, June 15, 2026, Top of Mind. The US-Iran interim deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz is the single most important macro event since the war began. Brent crude plunging 5% to $83, and WTI briefly below $80, removes the primary inflation tailwind that had forced central banks back into hiking mode. This is a direct positive for equities, NASDAQ futures plus 2.1%, airlines, UAL, DAL, and gold, while energy, XLE, OXY, and inflation-sensitive bonds get crushed. The deal is unsigned until Friday, and nuclear talks are only 60 days. Traders should expect a volatility bid to persist through the ceremony, not a clean resolution. Catalyst Radar, FOMC decision, plus Warsh press conference, Wednesday. Market pricing just shifted from 80% to 53% chance of a hike by December. The dot plot and Warsh's first public test are the real events. US-Iran signing ceremony, Friday. Mine-clearing logistics, insurance normalization, and the text of the nuclear framework will determine whether oil retests $70 or bounces. Analyst Josh Opinion Columns. JP Morgan's Karen Ward, Bloomberg, argues oil could fall to $70 as the deal unlocks frozen Iranian assets and OPEC cohesion weakens. Calls this a huge tailwind for equities and says Europe is the undervalued play. This is a concrete tactical call. If you believe her, short energy, long European banks, stock 600 already at record. WSJ, heard on the street on Meta. Subscriptions, Meta plus 1.5% pre-market, won't solve the core problem, 97.6% ad revenue dependency, no cloud business to absorb AI capex. Subscriptions projected at $15.20 by 2030, but influencer math doesn't pencil. This is a structural thesis, not a trading catalyst. Markets, S&P 500 futures plus 1.3%, NASDAQ 100 plus 2.1% as oil collapse reprices rate expectations. European stock 600 hit a new record high. Brent crude 5.2% to 83.16, WTI 5.6% to 80.03. Prompt spread collapsed from 12 doves to under $1 backwardation. The war premium is unwinding but not gone. 10-year treasury yield 3 BP to 4.4529%, 2R 4 BP to 4.045%. Dollar index DXY 0.3% to 99.5. Gold plus 0.8% to 2,330. Bitcoin 0.1% at 63,417 after recovering from 59K Friday low. Crypto perp markets on Hyperliquid traded SpaceX futures to $180 before IPO opened at $150. Decentralized exchanges are increasingly the price discovery venue. South Korea KOSPI plied 5.2% on oil sensitivity. Japan, Philippines indexes plus 5% plus. Economy, Fed rate hike probability for 2026 fell from 80% to 53% post-deal. Swaps now price, 75% chance of a quarter-point hike by December, down from 80% Friday. ECB's Lagarde warned second-round effects from energy are appearing everywhere, but called the Iran deal good news. Markets see ECB deposit rate peaking at 2.5% by year-end, down from 2.75% last week. South Africa's forward rate agreements repriced sharply, only 15 BP of tightening now expected at July 23rd, meeting versus 30 BP a week ago. Five-year breakevens fell 16 BP to 4.23%. Business finance, Nvidia, NVDA, pre-market, plus 2%, marketing 20 BP plus in investment-grade bonds across seven tranches, two at 30YR, its first bond sale since 2021. Proceeds for general corporate purposes, including refinancing. JPM, MS, GS lead. Fox, Foxer, 13% pre-market after agreeing to buy Roku for 160 per share, 22B enterprise value. Fox obtained 12B loan, expects 400 Meta's run rate cost synergies. Closing H1 2027, Roku, 2.5%, SpaceX, SPCX, plus 6% pre-market to 170. Ron Barron bought 1B in IPO to maintain 33% of Barron Partners fund allocation. CFRA sell rating with $115 PT, Morningstar values at $63. New Street initiates at $165. The valuation debate is now a public market argument. Doncaster's Group Aerospace Defense files for 746.7 Hammels, IPO, 28 out of 32 share range. Market cap at top 4.4B. Jefferies and Morgan Stanley lead. Adyen, play 4.7% after acquiring Orb, Enterprise Billing, For 335 meters, UBS says it makes them instantly competitive with Stripe in metered billing. World geopolitics, US-Iran deal framework, Strait of Hormuz reopens. Friday's 60-day nuclear negotiations window. Iran insists on frozen asset release as precondition. US denies that was agreed. Israel not party to the deal. Defense Minister Katz says IDF will remain in Lebanese Gazan security zones. This is the biggest tail risk. If Israel-Iran tensions reignite during the 60-day window, oil volatility snaps back immediately. Trump threatens 100% tariff on French wine champagne unless France scraps its 3% digital services tax. Shares of Rémy Cointreau and Pernod Ricard rose anyway in Europe. Markets not pricing the threat seriously yet. UK bans social media for under-16s, effective spring 2027. Snap, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, X affected. Regulatory risk for Meta, Snap, Google, but timeline is long and unclear whether enforcement will hold. Technology, AI, Anthropic ordered by US government to disable Fable 5 AI model access for all foreign nationals. Unprecedented national security intervention into frontier AI model availability. The Trump administration is now actively restricting AI exports, not just chips. Meta's Muse Spark model delivered by Alexander Wang, Scale AI, is live, but CEO Zuckerberg now needs to monetize it. Stock down 18% YoY. Subscriptions, 4.88 interim O, and AI agents for businesses are the plan. WSJ calls it a weak hand, given 98% ad dependency and no cloud business. China AI stocks still trade at deep discounts. Alibaba at 17x forward, PIE versus Amazon at 27x. Risk, Pentagon added Alibaba to military-linked company list this month. CXMT, memory chip maker, approved for 4B Shanghai IPO. Standouts. Braemar Hotels, BHR, largest shareholder Al Shams calls board's management spin-out, brazen self-dealing, threatens proxy fight and litigation. Stock, 12% over 12 months, market cap, 149 million. Kenya plans 1.13B Eurobond for fiscal 2026-27 budget. Junk rated IMF, high risk of debt distress. Lawmakers warn of reinforcing cycle of debt accumulation. Mirai Asset Securities under FSS investigation in Korea after failing to get any SpaceX IPO allocation despite accepting deposits from clients, regulatory and reputational fallout for the brokerage. Wearable market, Oura and Whoop each valued 10x 11b, 10x revenue, but Fitbit's fate looms, went public at 10b cap, acquired by Google at 2.1b, 2x revenue. High KOC, low margins, screenless value prop is unproven at scale. Jim Paulson's policy pressures index shows 3-month lagged effect of elevated oil, yields and dollar will slow economic momentum into fall, inverse correlation to city surprise index at 0.7. Wall Street is staring at the rocket while the macro basement is flooding.